Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Today has everything that you could want in the battle for America based upon your sense of where the military is. Colonel Alan West yesterday, unimpeachable, one of the greatest military people I've ever been around, answered a lot of things Pete Hegseth is being asked today. But great military minds like Mazie Hirono, Kristen Gillibrand went wild today, just as you expected they would. You know what the bottom line in this is, though? When all this shakes out after hours, after hours, after hours, which is fine. I'd like to see it go on for days. This is an important position. Really, I'd like to say, hey, get sleeping bags. Let's have 10 hours a day, then lunch them 10 more, and do it for a week. It's that important. But at the end, will Republicans stick together and in unison push Pete Hegseth's nomination through? That's what it comes down to in the end. That's what Republicans have to do, seeing what played out here. I mean, the one area I think it's legit to talk to Hegseth about is running something like the Pentagon. And he had a counter today, we'll play you some of that, saying he does not have the right credentials, meaning the same old, that have allowed the military to be where it is now. So I'm going to ask throughout the show, and maybe I'll ask on a scale of 1 to 10, versus when you think the military was overwhelming, now is the military even capable, given woke policies, given people who advance because of said policies? You even had one senator today say we're more lethal than ever. You mean killing people? Because of diversity. That's why? That's why the military would be? So the weapons are there. Hegseth talking about the warrior cell. All right, so here's a little bit with Gillibrand. And we're supposed to believe, because everybody in the military dummies up and tells these senators, no, there are no quotas here to have women in the infantry. Also, we have not changed the fitness test. That's a lie. We've seen this at every level. And for my money, there's only two places in society that I can send you to where it is all about merit. It seems like the Navy SEALs, there was talk today that the Army Rangers even have been compromised a bit. That seems to be the case. But the Navy SEALs, it's so tough, have not. And then pro sports, the NFL. They don't care if you're a criminal. If you're out of jail, you can play. You can do the 40 and 4-2-5, 4-3. Yeah, but I'm a criminal. Not yet. You're out of jail right now. Get out there, Tyreek Hill. Oh, sorry. He was found innocent in that in Kansas City, but left.
Get him out. Get him out of here.
They want to win. That's all that it's about, shaving any inch to do anything to win. You got to say that, the NFL. I don't know, the NBA, because guys only play once a week, it seems like now. It's a player's league. That immediately stamps it as deficient to me. Major League Baseball, yeah, sort of, I think. But it's 162 games, so who knows? I'd say the NFL and the Navy SEALs. What do they have in common? Just all-out merit. So here's Gillibrand, though, questioning this. She says she talks to people, too. There are no quotas of anything in the military. Is that the first one, Dan, or the second one? I'm not sure. With Gillibrand, but she got pretty fired up. Here's Kristen Gillibrand.
So women you have denigrated. You have also denigrated members of the LGBTQ community. Did you know that when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was in place, we lost so many crucial personnel, over 1,000 in mission critical areas. We lost 10% of all our foreign language speakers because of a political policy. You said in your statement, you don't want politics in the DOD. Everything you've said in these public statements is politics. I don't want women. I don't want moms. What's wrong with a mom, by the way? Once once you have babies, you therefore are no longer able to be lethal. I mean, you're basically saying women, after they have children, can't ever serve in the military in a combat role. It's a silly thing to say. It's a silly thing to say beneath the position that you are aspiring to. To denigrate LGBTQ service members is a mistake. If you are a sharpshooter, you're as lethal regardless of what your gender identity is, regardless of who you love. So please know this to be a true statement.
Okay, by the way, can we stop with the lethal? Let's just say, as Colin Powell did, the military kills people and breaks things. That's the mission. What's wrong with the word kill? That's what they're supposed to do in a just war. Lethality. Democrats love saying that because, if vaguely, we don't even know what we're talking about here. Here, I think, is the part with Gillibrand now. And here is the point of the quotas. They held up the Army fitness test. It's a joke. Every one of these things has been changed. Look at the police. Look at anywhere that you go. They have changed these. They've made them particularly along gender lines. All right, here's more Gillibrand.
They are so hurtful to the men and women who are currently serving in the U.S. military. Harmful to morale. Harmful to good order and discipline. If you are saying that women shouldn't be serving in the military, and I'm going to read you your quotes.
He didn't say that.
The quotes themselves are terrible. You will have to change how you see women to do this job well, and I don't know if you are capable of that. So I want to press on these issues that my colleague Jean Shaheen brought up, because she said it so well. So first of all, you answered your questionnaire. Do you believe that any American who wants to serve in their country in the military and can meet objective standards set by the military should be allowed to serve without limitation? You've said yes to that question. But then in all of these other circumstances, you've denigrated active duty service members. We have hundreds of women who are currently in the infantry. Lethal members of our military serving in the infantry. But you degrade them. You say, we need moms, but not in the military, especially in combat units. So specific to Senator Cotton's question, because Senator Cotton was giving you layups to differentiate between different types of combat. And specifically, as Secretary, would you take any action to reinstitute the combat arms exclusion for female service members, knowing full well you have hundreds of women doing that job right now? And the standards, your two-mile run, Tom, is about the Army combat fitness test. It is not the requirements to have an MOS 11 Bravo, which is the infantry. These are the requirements today for people serving in the industry, men and women. They are gender neutral, and they are very difficult to meet. They have
not been reduced
in any way.
Yeah.
And our combat units, our infantry, is lethal.
Again,
so please
with the
explain
lethal. How many
specifically
times
because
say this?
You will be in charge of 3 million personnel.
Okay, Dan, let's stop a little bit here now and ask this point. Do you have any doubt in mind? And it's not denigrating to the military. It's denigrating to people like this. It's denigrating to Biden. It's denigrating to this whole outfit that Alan West called out on the show yesterday and says, no, it's not just about the word lethality. Everybody's a sharpshooter or playing a video game bombing people. A lot of this stuff can be hand-to-hand combat. That's what you face. And I think he's right. All right, now, she referenced Tom Cotton, who is a brilliant guy. I know he's a bit tepid, you know, as far as getting excited politically. I've interviewed him once, and he was brilliant. He talked to that what she just tried to diminish. He talked to Hegseth because he was actually, was he a captain, I believe, in Iraq, extensive tour duty in combat, Kirsten Gillibrand, fighting the wars in upstate Pennsylvania, New York. He took him through the various aspects of combat and allowed Hegseth to make the point that we're talking about a limited area where women should not be involved. Here's what Cotton did.
What we're talking about here specifically is women in ground combat roles in jobs like infantrymen or artillerymen or special forces. Now, until about 10 years ago, that wasn't the case. Under Secretary Panetta, those roles were opened up to women to serve in. Has President Trump indicated at all that he plans to rescind or alter that guidance?
You're correct to point out, Senator, that these are the decisions that the commander-in-chief will have the prerogative to make. He has not indicated to me that he has plans to change whether or not women would have access to these roles. However, I would point out, ensuring that standards are equal and high is of importance to him and great importance to me. Because in those ground combat roles, what is true is that the weight of the ruck on your back doesn't change. The weight of the 155 round that you have to carry doesn't change. The weight of the 240 Bravo machine gun you might have to carry doesn't change. And so whether it's a man or a woman, they have to meet the same high standards. And Senator, in any place where those things have been eroded or in courses, criteria have been changed in order to meet quotas, racial quotas or gender quotas, that is putting a focus on something other than readiness, standards, meritocracy, and lethality. So that's the kind of review I'm talking about, not whether women have access to ground combat.
Okay, so
All right, thanks, Dan, for the heads up on Cotton there. All right, 855-839-1210. We're back to square one again. Why this? We're not in Israel, where there's necessity around. I've been to Israel. I've seen women in the military. You know the reasons why. This is their drive, though. Their drive is not toward having the best fighting force that we never have to use it because of the deterrence intimidation factor. That's conscience. Not their drive. Their drive is different. And Tim Kaine, the cat in the hat, will play him. So worried about Hegseth and having a child with this other woman when he's married and all the rest of it. If that's a requirement for this, then I'd like to hear how it is. Is it bad character? Sure it is. Do Democrats usually care about that? Of course they don't. Give me a break. He went on and on and on about that. If he violated a law, in the case, I'm not sure if that woman's going to testify or what they're going to do on that. We'll see. But this comes down to one thing. Do the Republicans have it in them, all 53 of them, to vote for Hegseth and to pass him on through, yes or no? Legit questions to talk about how can you manage something like this when you haven't managed anything big? And I think Hegseth was ready for that, talking about being a change agent. And is that really what you want at this point in time in a Secretary of Defense? But that's a legitimate area to talk about. Gillibrand, they just think that's feminism. Can women, how many women can do that? Hegseth making that point, the weight factor, et cetera, to be engaged in this. Of course they've changed the testing. They've done it at every level of our society. The only place that I see, Navy SEALs and the NFL. You know, the other pro sports too, but the NFL to a greater degree. Can you play or can you not play? Can you give them an advantage to win? They're going to go with that. They don't care about anything else. All right, 855-839-1210. All right, side question today. We had one all set and primed to go, but I happen to see, Henry, that some of the entertainers, it's not just Carrie Underwood. We have Kid Rock, great hair. We have Village People. I'm going to incorporate that into the January 20th show at the Knack. I'm working that up in my own mind. If people want to show us their moves around it, since I'll be entertaining. This is the night before, and I think one of the balls, if Kid Rock's playing a ball. And then I see Billy Ray Cyrus. And the first thing I think of is the mullet, the dreaded mullet. Now, I don't think the mullet is the worst hairstyle ever. I think the man bun is beyond despicable. I mean, it's just, why would you do that? So you've been accused of a mullet before. I think you have one.
Yeah,
you've demulleted it now, right?
Yeah, at least a little bit.
Well, I don't know. Okay.
You've got fluff in the back coming back.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a full-fledged Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, I'm not growing it down past my shoulder blades again.
Okay, all right. That's a good... okay, so...
Can't do that.
So here's what we're looking for. We're looking for, and it might be negative even, all-time distinctive hair. A male or female, real or fictional, kind of like Billy Ray Cyrus, known for that to me more than anything. The man bun that I first remember prominent was Beckham, the soccer star. And, the guy just can't recover from that look. Don't call in with Tiny Tim. That's like the Budge Wire of answers on air. No longer.
Trump.
Are we going to? Or Trump, of course. Yeah, just don't bother Henry with that. Male or female, where the hair, real or fictional, is distinctive, particularly if it is catchy but negative. Now, Trump's hair is awful. Come on. The only thing I'll say in a positive, he was able to keep his hair by hook or by crook. Apparently, he takes Rogaine religiously. And there was rumor he moved his forehead up. He had it operated on. Don't know if that one's true. And then the comb overs back and forth, and he has hair. You know, I think it's the color. Go less on the color, and maybe it wouldn't be as noticeable. But that's not a plus. Your hair, he could joke about it, which is good. Self-demeaning. Henry, do you have one?
Yeah, let's go with, we'll go with a throwback and then the modern-day comparison.
Yes.
How about Dennis Rodman? Changing his hairstyle,
yes.
Always dyeing
color.
It something, whether it's leopard print or bright green or whatever. And I guess the modern-day equivalent to that in the NBA would be the San Antonio Spurs Jeremy Sochan, who also rocks that, you know, I'm changing my hair whenever I feel like it look. Last time I saw it was like bright green, like a tennis ball.
Oh, I've seen that guy. Pretty good defensive player.
He's an awesome defensive player, awesome passer, not so much for shooting.
I noticed that right away. Yeah, I first look at defense, I'd hate to have that guy guarding me. Yeah, that's my first hit. Yeah. Dan, how about you? Do you have one?
Sorry. I thought I had that. I thought I had that queued up better.
Yeah,
but how about from Gilligan's Island, the beautiful jet black hair of Marianne Summers.
Come on now. I'm not a redhead guy, but Tina Louise, you set that up. You mean to say that's not the hair that's involved?
I mean, it's many parts of it, but Marianne is far superior to the other one. Yeah.
But I don't think hair is, it's that wholesome all-round look that usually wins. All right, that's a side question. Got to get you in this, particularly if you served in the military. Oh, my God. Now, we'll have a lot of sound to this. I'm trying not to. Elizabeth Warren now.
Oh, my God.
The shaking, the whole.
Not Elizabeth Warren.
Just amazing. The whole idea, and she's pitching it right away, you would have to erode standards to have women in combat roles. The combat roles that Hegseth and West are talking about. Yes, you would. Is there one woman in America that might be able to do that, or five or ten? Maybe. Is there a woman in America that can be a Navy SEAL? I don't see that. Is there a woman in America that can play in the NBA? No. Zero. Is there a woman in America that can play in the NFL? Zero.
You want to bump into some of this back?
Well, one second. Maybe Carly Lloyd, field goal kicking. I might, with a lot of practice. And Chiefs is above it, so no, I couldn't do it. Yeah, let's bump into it. Here's Elizabeth Warren.
Same theme in 2015, making remarks on Fox News, referring to women in combat as, quote, it would erode standards. June 2024, you said on Ben Shapiro's podcast, quote, women shouldn't be in combat at all.
And you're not a Native American.
Then, of course, we've talked about it in 2024. You published a book, and you say on page 26 of your book, we need moms, but not in the military, especially in combat units. Page 48 of your book, you claim that women should not be in combat roles, men, because men are distracted by women. And then 10 weeks ago, you appeared on the Sean Ryan show and said, I'm straight up just saying we should not have women in combat roles. Now, I presume you recall making all these statements?
Senator, I'm not familiar with the article you're pointing to in 2013, but it underscores my argument completely. Because in that 2013 argument, I was talking about standards.
I've quoted you directly. We've got the video. We're happy to show it. But I want to be clear here. For 12 years, you were quite open about your views, and your views were consistently the same. Women are inferior soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, and guardians. And in case anyone missed the point, and these are your words from 10 weeks ago, women absolutely straight up should not be permitted to serve in combat. And I notice on each of these quotes, those are said without qualification. It's not by how much you can lift or how fast you can run. They don't belong in combat, period. Or your words, straight up. And then...
Straight up.
All right, we got enough of this.
32...
All right. So I think they differentiate it with Tom Cotton. Now, we're seeing what the Democrats are. All right. Here's what the test is. The test is, do Republicans get it? It's time to step up in on this. Joe Abraham, particularly today. Tim Kaine, what a joke. Here's a guy running with Hillary Clinton talking about sex outside of marriage. Have you no character, sir? Now, let's bring Bill Clinton in as the...
Thank you, Mr. Hegseth. I'm looking forward to this opportunity to talk.
My Cat in a Hat's hat, it got knocked off.
I want to return to the incident that you referenced a minute ago that occurred in Monterey, California in October 2017.
We have it if you want it.
Yeah, we'll get to it throughout. We have 3 hours today. We have Scott Jennings here, coming here at 2 o'clock today, man of 1,000 faces. On Twitter, I'm noticing people are taking that as a handle, Scott Jennings Faces. The stuff that he goes through, the faces that he makes.
I think the eyebrows, Scott Jennings.
Yeah,
eyebrows.
The eyebrows are incredible.
Don't furrow your brows.
Just. But Hegseth is being composed and yet pushing back just enough, but not giving up any information here. As my God, Elizabeth Warren, just watch. Oh my God.
Hold on a sec. I'm gonna get me a beer.
He's doing it in a manner that is effective. And remember, his biggest audience is one guy, President Trump. Does Trump approve of the way he's pushing back on this? The job of Republicans on this is to go with Hegseth. Unless they find something here wildly disqualifying, that's their job. Push back on them. Move on this. All right, phone lines are 855. I can't imagine when Kennedy gets into the ring with these people. Oh, my goodness. 855-839-1210. We're back to that question all the time in talk radio the last 25 years. And we're talking specifically in combat. Ground, hand-to-hand combat. Not video games. Not just sharpshooters, something like that. And they keep on going back and forth, trying to muddy the waters. That's what Hegseth's talking about here. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Hit us with that all-time distinctive hair. I realize it's got to be somebody we know, somebody, you know, visible, public figure, that kind of thing. Real, good, real or fictional. This Hegseth stuff here is not disqualifying. But here is Senator Reid. This guy's a longtime hack from Rhode Island. He's the Democrat chair. He's the sub-chair, the minority leader of the Armed Services Committee. Here's Senator Reid asking Pete Hegseth quite an existential question. Cut 17.
Briefed by a JAG officer. Well, by the way, would you explain what a JAG off is?
I don't think I need to, sir.
Why not?
Because the men and women watching understand.
Well, perhaps some of my colleagues don't understand.
Yes,
it
Senator
would be a
Warren.
JAG officer who puts his or her own priorities in front of the warfighters. Their promotions, their medals, in front of having the backs of those who are making the tough calls on the front lines.
Okay, Senator, you got that Joe Brand? You got that Elizabeth Warren? And that Maisie Hirano.
Not what I know a JAG off the
bat. Yeah, what a dope. So here we go. Here's Hegseth to the question I mentioned that's an important one. This is this will be cut 16. Hegseth asked about, and I would have liked to have seen, this is legit. Whether you like Pete or not, you think Trump should get his person, fine. But this would be a huge undertaking. And I would break this down with him and ask, you've never done anything this big. That's a legit question. But is that what you want? Someone who's managed a huge corporate enterprise or something? Or do you want a change agent? So you got to ask yourself, where is the military today? The military rapidly, I have the annual survey of jobs, professions that people trust highly and those that they don't. And guess what? The military has gone down quite a bit. A real lot. And why is that? Well, we see the leadership of the military. We see what they're going after. We know that DEI is poisonous. And we realize, yeah, that's what's happening to the military. All right, so here's Hegseth addressing this about not managing something as big as the Pentagon.
Now, it is true and has been acknowledged that I don't have a similar biography to defense secretaries of the last 30 years. But as President Trump also told me, we've repeatedly placed people atop the Pentagon with supposedly the right credentials, whether they are retired generals, academics, or defense contractor executives. And where has it gotten us? He believes, and I humbly agree, that it's time to give someone with dust on his boots the helm. A change agent, someone with no vested interest in certain companies or specific programs or approved narratives. My only special interest is the warfighter.
All right, so there we go. That's exactly right. That's exactly what Trump wants. That's exactly the view. And we see this clash with some generals, Milley is a perfect example, and Trump, particularly on the unending war stuff, and he got into some of that. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Is Hegseth demeaning to win? Now, the comment about the moms in the military and the infantry, look, you know, you're on Fox, you're writing a book, you get a bit flippant. Maybe you want to, You want to condition that to make the point about how difficult that must be, a mom with several kids, and being in a combat unit, hand-to-hand combat, things of that nature. I didn't see the passage how he put it exactly, but again, I think he explained today what he's talking about. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming up, I want to play you Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel last night attacked Trump. This reminds me of when Kimmel's child was in the hospital and he talked and got very emotional, which is fine, I can imagine. Serious thing. And then he snapped and attacked anybody that was against Obamacare. What scoundrels we were, what mean people we were. Preventing people from getting the same kind of care that his kid would. He knows his kid is not going to get much better treatment than somebody relying on Obamacare. Well, last night he did the same thing. He doesn't like it that people are now saying, and rightfully so, yeah, we're going to make people whole somewhat in Southern California. It might cost $250 billion, but there are going to be strings attached. Colbert saying last night that, oh, I guess, no, it's the other genius, Jon Stewart. I'll play that too, talking about Alabama's going to have to raise their test scores before we help them. That's like a triple demeaning. They can't take it that people are saying, no, we're not paying for Karen Bass, Newsom, the people running the fire department in L.A. They caused a lot of this. They took a bad situation and made it tremendously worse. We'll play that coming up. I'll get to your calls. Hit us with somebody we know all time. Hair is the distinction, good, bad, or indifferent, real or fictional. Billy Ray Cyrus, it just jumped out at me. 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Side question today. Distinctive hair, good, bad, whatever it might be. Pete Hegseth, I can't see the back. Looks like he shaved off a lot of the mullet. I don't think you can have a Secretary of State with a giant mullet or a hair bun. The hair bun, I would say, no, I can't vote for that guy. That's it. The hair bun, it's out.
I really don't mind it like you do. I think it's a good look. Yeah, I was thinking about rocking it.
Oh, my God. That's it. That's it.
You think
that's
I could pull off a man bun?
Come on, Henry, be honest. No, thank you very much.
Well, I think there is something about being, too, so. You have to be tall to pull it off. I feel like no short guys can pull off a man bun.
Okay.
That's a good, I like
that observation.
You have to be like an NBA center from like Europe or something.
Or Joakim Noah. He pulled it off pretty well.
Noah,
he was one of the
Aaron
first.
Baines.
Yeah. All right. Jimmy Kimmel definitely could not. Here's Kimmel last night, and this is the same thing, monologue.
I think he could pull it off.
About the L.A. fires, tired of Trump and all of his sycophants calling out people for what happened here. We're not allowed to do that. Here's Kimmel.
And tonight, I don't want to get into all the vile and irresponsible and stupid things our alleged future president and his gaggle of scumbags chose to say during our darkest and most terrifying hour. The fact that they chose to attack our firefighters, who apparently aren't white enough to be out there risking their lives on our behalf, is it's disgusting, but it's not surprising. Instead, I want to focus on thanking those men and women.
Oh, God. Okay. So we're the ones, you clown, not even clown, you're not funny. We're the ones who didn't have water ready to go for said firefighters. See, by complaining about DEI, how injurious it is across the board, we're saying that only white men can put out fires. That's Jimmy Kimmel today. He was emotional. He's tearing up. How dare you in the middle of this? Okay, let's back away from saying anything more about it. And let's just not give them the money then, because of their nonsense. Until, I'm going to ask Scott Jennings what he thinks on CNN, the duking it out back and forth with people. He talked about strings attached. What would those strings be? What would the strings be attached? Because the people running California, they just want the money, and then they want to continue what we know we not only oppose, but we know it doesn't work. We know it can even be deadly. That's the bottom line. Calling us scumbags, but they want your money. That's what it comes down to. He's done this routinely. A guy with, shall we say, a checkered record. Talking about race, playing the blackface game when he came up. Typical. And yet, we're supposed to back away from saying that's a lot of money. Quarter of a $1 trillion to California. Maybe even more. How do we know you're going to change so that this won't happen again? Well, they won't answer it. They don't think there should be any strings. Here's Jon Stewart on his one night that he's on. Here's Stewart telling us, well, he's mocking Alabama. Why does Alabama get the money? Here's Stewart.
But Trump is going to troll. The problem now is Republicans appear to want to attach their I told you so's as a condition of funding California's disaster relief.
I expect that there will be strings attached to money that is ultimately approved.
I think there should probably be conditions on that date. That's my personal view.
Before we put funds into place, we've got to find out exactly how we're going to hold these leaders accountable and what sort of policy changes are required.
There can't be a blank check on this.
They don't deserve anything, to be honest with you, unless they show us they're going to make some changes.
What the f*** is wrong with you? Really, Senator, from Alabama? The state near the bottom in math, reading, and test scores. Next time you get hit by a f-ing hurricane, why don't we have a little parent-teacher conference to see that if you got your scores up, you would get the money. Or actually, let's not do it, because you'll get the money anyway, because we're not f-ing psychos. That is psychotic. There's something wrong with you.
So, I'm not a fan of Tuberville. He's a dummy. He's another dummy, and that's why they put him at the end. But a lot more thoughtful people would take on Stewart and say, no, we're not going to continue to fund this. You want to do all this silly nonsense, sometimes deadly nonsense, go right ahead. But we're not going to pay for it. We're going to reform it. Now, how do you set up the metrics of what that reform would be before you send them that check of federal money? Trump is going to visit there. I'm not sure if it's before the inauguration or not. But what kind of metric do you put into play that people will go, okay, they're at least going to reform? They don't want to reform it. They don't think there's anything wrong with it. How in the world can you give people like, it's enabling them. That's exactly what it is. It's allowing them to have the infrastructure, meaning money and resources, to continue to do this nonsense. Completely different thing in a place like Alabama. What are they doing to provoke hurricanes or not responding? Is their response not good enough? Do they not do things to try to mitigate it? If that's your point, then withhold the money until they do that. I'm fine with that. I'm sure you are. 855-839-1210. AT&T, Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless just push #1210. I'm watching that guy from Oklahoma who wants to usually fight people, Mark Wayne Mullen, call out the credentials of senators since they're calling out credentials of Pete Hegseth. It'd be a good debate, him and Elizabeth Warren. Oh, my God.
Do you want to bump in? We can bump in.
Yeah, let's go a little bump into this. Yeah, what do you say?
Juice is brought up about serving on a board inside the military industry, and yet your own secretary that you all voted for, Secretary Austin, we had to vote on a waiver because he stepped off the board of Raytheon. But I guess that's okay because that's a Democrat Secretary of Defense. But you so quickly forget about that. And then Senator Kaine, or I guess I better use the senator from Virginia, starts bringing up the fact that what if you showed up drunk to your job? How many senators have showed up drunk to vote at night? Have any of you guys asked them to step down and resign from their job? And don't tell me you haven't seen it, because I know you have. And then how many senators do you know have got a divorce before cheating on their wives? Did you ask them to step down? No. But it's for show. You guys make sure you make a big show and point out the hypocrisy, because a man's made a mistake. And you want to sit there and say that he's not qualified? Give me a joke. I mean, it is so ridiculous that you guys hold yourself as this higher standard and you forget you got a big plank in your eye. We've all made mistakes. I've made mistakes. And Jennifer, thank you for loving him through that mistake. Because the only reason why I'm here and not in prison is because my wife loved me too.
I thought he was going to take off the ring again with Tim Kaine there.
But I found somebody that thought I was perfect. And for whatever reason, you love Pete, and I don't know why. But just like our Lord and Savior forgave me, my wife's had to forgive me more than once too, and I'm sure you've had to forgive him too. And so thank you. So before I go down this rabbit hole again, tell me something about your wife that you love.
She's the smartest, most capable, loving, humble, honest person I've ever met.
All right, pretty good stuff from the senator from Oklahoma there. That was a question on the spot there, though, about your wife. That was well done by Pete. Yeah, I don't know if that was, I don't think that was staged.
Dom, give me one thing you love about Roe.
Oh, just putting up with me, but that's self-serving. Yeah. The kindness and balance. She's a perfect blend of kindness, but also don't go over any line.
She's good at finding a way to dispose of the bloviation gas.
Oh, sure, exactly. Yeah. All right, that's enough, Dom. She says that a lot. All right, 855.
Dom, you're a classy guy.
There's that, too. She knows that. All right, 855.
We're asking what you love about her, not what she loves about you. How'd it turn into this?
Well, it all back comes that way. I think Mullen was saying that, too. That guy is a piece of work. I don't know. He's an offbeat. That's the guy that wanted to fight the head of the Teamsters. He was taking off his ring. All right, 855-839-1210. All right, Peg in South Jersey. Peg, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Peg.
Hey, Dom. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, Peg.
My answer to that question about the hair would be Farrah Fawcett.
Okay, yeah. Tell us why.
She's a beautiful woman, beautiful hair, and there were posters of her everywhere in the 70s.
Yeah, it's an all-time hair, without a doubt. Yeah, I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime. It's hard to believe it was real.
Was it, though?
Spectacular.
Was it real?
I believe so.
Yeah,
I think it's been verified. All right, so we're looking for
tug on it.
Distinctive hair.
Oh, no. Farrah Fawcett's hair was not all of her own, according to Google's AI. So,
AI will solve that. Yeah. Yes. Hit us with distinctive hair, something that's outside the box, something that may have been a trademark, something of that sort. And women in combat, big subject today. Democrats, though, it's true. Pete Hegseth, child out of wife, out of marriage. He's married with another woman. And so they went into that whole thing. Is that disqualifying to be defense secretary? No. Can you bring it up? Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, if that's where we're going to go, then publicly we've changed how we do these confirmations.
Joe in Columbus says he loves the way that Ro dresses Dom every morning.
Oh, okay. Well, she is a fashionista.
She is.
She's very much up with that.
Yeah.
That jacket that was stunning at the Scott Presler event, she just bought that for you. Doesn't even have me go out and look at it, just goes and buys it. All right, 855-839-1210. We're coming to you next. Ray Dittinger, a lot to talk about, including this guy who's an Eagles fan that's making national news because of what he was saying to a woman that was taped. Should he be fired from his job? I'd be in the camp saying no. He ought to be kicked out for life from Eagles games. But I don't think you get fired from your job for that, or do you? 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. Dan, I'm trying to figure out this margarita on a ranch in Oregon.
Yeah.
How talk radio has improved because of YouTube. Thank you, margarita. Once the salmon top again. That was a white shirt, I think, the other day.
Incredibly disappointed audience, Dom. YouTube.com/@12NWPHD. Those ladies out there on the ranch in Oregon, man.
All right.
You promised them a salmon button up, and it's what now, Tuesday, and we haven't seen it yet?
It's dirty. It's in the thing to go to the cleaners.
Well, you said you'd do it. You'd launder it over the weekend and then wear it next week, and you have to wear it.
But you're saying the color of that shirt, Henry, would you say it's salmon?
I have to see this shirt with my own eyes.
On Friday. The shirt I wore on Friday
for
the TV. But true. And Dan, that's the TV thing? Ro thinks that's white. So
no, I don't think it's the white one either. I think it's a different one that you've worn in the past that they're... Or maybe they're suggesting the color salmon for the color of your skin. You know, it might look good with your skin tone, and that's why they're...
Oh, okay. All right. I have to...
He's Margarita. One of the women on the ranch says, we just want Dom's dress to match this classy guy disposition that is so hard for you to understand. What is so hard for you to understand?
Okay. Well, Margarita,
Dom,
look,
you're a classy guy.
I don't go to the ranch and tell you you have to put on formal clothes. The breakthrough in radio... When I started doing radio, I wore a full suit, sometimes a three-piece suit.
Yeah.
And a tie.
Yeah.
To now. Oh, yeah.
But we've come full circle now.
Yeah.
Because the reason why you stopped wearing the tie is because there's no camera looking at you. And it's like, well, why am I wearing this suit and tie
right
now?
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm not going
now
back.
Now we're back on YouTube.
This unctuous, there's a good word, YouTube that we have to submit to because of our overlords here.
Quote from Margarita, we are rabid.
All right, good. All right, I have to...
Oh, I didn't read the one quote that was very kind to you. Let me put that out there. It says, it's not just me, Suze loves Jeffy. Dom is our eye candy. Where is this salmon button that we've been waiting for all week?
Jeffy?
Well, Suze loves Jeffy is another
Jeffy.
Regular over there.
Another
Suze.
Regular.
Yeah,
okay.
I usually just call her Suze when
but
I bring
what
her up.
What is it with the salmon? I'll go and bring a fish in tomorrow. What is salmon colored? Dan, it's got to be that Friday shirt. I guess it's sort of a little salmon colored. All right. 855-839-1210. We will get you on board.
Does this maybe stem from the conversation that we had with Roger Stone?
Yeah, that's where I thought this came
from. Okay, where I said I like the pastels,
right,
the salmons.
Yes, okay.
And then I suggested maybe you or Roger start... Well, Roger already wears them, but maybe you start wearing some pastels?
Sure, I would wear that. I have no problem with that. Yeah, I might. All right, I'll wear something to the... get something for the NAC on January 20th for the formal inauguration.
Wear your best Easter suit, Dom.
I wish I had that rust-colored leisure suit. Oh, God.
I'm thinking about one of those like light blue like suits they wore in the 70s at the prom. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
that's what, that's what you need to show up to the next.
Well, Dan has one of those already.
Oh,
yes,
I was thinking one of the embroidered Western shirts with a bolo tie for you, Henry.
Oh, I would rock that. I'd rock the hell out of that.
That is the all-time wear. And you know, when I started talk radio, sadly, the number of talk radio listeners that would wear those ties... It was like a dead giveaway.
Really?
Oh, come on.
Bolo ties were big for the talk radio listeners?
Yeah, because they were like the people that would show up at town halls and be screaming and all. Those guys.
It's a bolo tie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take one look at this guy, you're like,
the bolo tie. If you have a bolo tie, that'll be the order of the day. All right, I'll wear something salmon.
We did Hawaiian shirts at Mulligan's one year, and it actually turned out pretty decent.
It did, yeah. What would be, you can hit us on Twitter or YouTube.
Whip out the bolo tie. Let's see.
Yeah, what would be the dress if I could find something salmon? That's what's killing. These women must be colorful.
Just go to Boscoff's. They got a ton of salmon.
Okay. You'll wear the green suit again.
Yeah, or the green suit.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't light green.
No,
that
it's
would
not
have
a
been.
Green.
Yeah,
it's
that would
green.
Have been. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's go to. Let's see. Let's go to. Well, I don't know about this one as an answer. Anthony in Cape May. Hey, Anthony. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom.
Yes.
I thought you were going to leave me here for the whole show.
No. Go ahead.
We can.
All right. The side question.
that you guys have with the hair?
Yes.
Who's got a notable head of hair?
Most distinct hair. Yes. Kids in Play, the actor, rapper, I think his name is Paul Reed. His stage name is Kid. With the he has the I don't know, the paper towel head.
Oh, all right. We'll look that one up. He's not talking about Kid Rock.
No,
right?
Kid and Play.
Kid and Play. Okay. Yeah.
I thought he had a different answer.
He did. He did.
We Joe from Columbus. But I know Joe. He's got a great head of hair, but you know, not everybody knows.
Well, Joe from Columbus. That's
yeah,
a great
head of hair. Yeah. That's why I wanted him to say that answer.
Oh, yeah.
And then
he went back to
Kid and Play. And
yeah, like, Joe in Columbus. Okay. Yeah,
Kid and Play had the really high top, the fade with the flat top.
Right. Yeah. All right, so here's where we're going. Ray Dininger coming up. Last night, the Eagles still look overwhelming to me. I think now even to make it to the Super Bowl, we'll ask him about that. But we have this Eagles fan, not from this area, who makes national news that we're all animals here again, calling a woman and her fiancé the C word, apparently repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
The fiancé tapes this. And I get his point. He's in a hostile stadium. But I don't even think Eagles fans, if he went after this guy, would they all mob him? That they're going to say, you can call this woman that. Well, and this woman is this most, you know, just normal looking, just sitting there with a Packers fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they've been destroying this guy online because they ID'd him and they've been, you know, calling
him. No, I meant the guy, though. The fiancé should have done more.
Yeah, you could say that, but also you don't want to start an altercation with that guy that's calling your wife those names because you can tell that guy, I don't know, for whatever reason, has nothing to lose if he's doing that.
I hear you, but I think you have to almost. Yeah, even though he taped it and he did all those right things, but he's not an Eagles fan, really. All right, so Ray Dininger, we're going to talk with, at 2 o'clock, Scott Jennings about today's hearings and also what's going on in California. This is a tour de farce for Democrats, though. The stuff they're doing with Hank Seth here is so typical. They haven't gotten the memo. But they're going to continue this. So what is the Republican response? Every one of them has to vote to confirm as quickly as possible. I think he'll get through the Armed Services Committee today or whenever they vote, if it's tomorrow. What are there, 20, 21 or so on this? It's a big committee. Phone lines are 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.